end of Paul's letter to the Ephesians. Paul's letter to the Philippians, chapter 1. Paul and Timotheus, bondmen of Jesus Christ, to all the saints in Christ Jesus who are in Philippi, with the overseers and ministers. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 3. I thank my God for my whole remembrance of you, constantly in my every supplication, making the supplication for you all with joy, because of your fellowship with the gospel, from the first day until now, having confidence of this very thing, that he who has begun in you a good work will complete it unto Jesus Christ's day, as it is righteous for me to think this as to you all, because ye have me in your hearts, and that both in my bonds and in the defence and confirmation of the glad tidings, ye are all participators in my grace. For God is my witness, how I long after you all in the bowels of Christ Jesus. Verse 9. And this I pray, that your love may abound yet more and more in full knowledge and all intelligence, that ye may judge of and approve the things that are more excellent, in order that ye may be pure and without offence for Christ's day, being complete as regards the fruit of righteousness, which is by Jesus Christ, to God's glory and praise. But I would have you know, brethren, that the circumstances in which I am have turned out rather to the furtherance of the glad tidings, so that my bonds have become manifest as being in Christ, in all the praetorium and to all others, and that the most of the brethren, trusting in the Lord through my bonds, dare more abundantly to speak the word of God fearlessly. Some indeed also for envy and strife, but some also for goodwill preach the Christ. These indeed out of love, knowing that I am set for the defence of the glad tidings, but those out of contention announce the Christ, not purely, supposing to arouse tribulation for my bonds. What is it then? At any rate, in every way, whether in pretext or in truth, Christ is announced. And in this I rejoice, yea, also I will rejoice, for I know that this shall turn out for me to salvation, through your supplication and the supply of the Spirit of Jesus Christ, according to my earnest expectation and hope, that in nothing I shall be ashamed, but in all boldness, as always, now also Christ shall be magnified in my body, whether by life or by death. For me, to live is Christ, and to die, gain. But if to live in the flesh is my lot, this is for me worth the while, and what I shall choose I cannot tell. But I am pressed by both, having the desire for departure and being with Christ, for it is very much better. But remaining in the flesh is more necessary for your sakes. And, having confidence of this, I know that I shall remain and abide along with you all for your progress and joy in faith, that your boasting may abound in Christ Jesus through me by my presence again with you. Only conduct yourselves worthily of the glad tidings of the Christ, in order that, whether coming and seeing you, or absent, I may hear of what concerns you, that ye stand firm in one spirit, with one soul, labouring together in the same conflict with the faith of the glad tidings, and not frightened in anything by the opposers, which is to them a demonstration of destruction, but of your salvation, and that from God. Because to you has been given, as regards Christ, not only the believing on him, but the suffering for him also, having the same conflict which ye have seen in me, and now hear of in me.